It's great to be here today, my first ESA conference. I'm going to talk a little bit about my research, which involves looking at insect behavior as a means of implementing new IPM strategies. And in specific, I'm looking at trap crops to improve the greenhouse whitefly control in commercial poinsettia and pepper greenhouses in BC, Canada. So my project involves a research collaboration with the BC Greenhouse Growers Association, and they've asked me to look at the greenhouse whitefly, which is a priority greenhouse pest of peppers, tomatoes, and cucumbers. In particular, the greenhouse whitefly is a notoriously difficult insect pest to control because it has a very fast reproductive rate and it develops resistance to many of the pesticides used against it. So it reduces greenhouse damage by reducing plant vigor and producing honeydew. And in particular, I'm looking at peppers, and it's the production of honeydew on peppers that can have a very detrimental effect to the crop. So I'm looking at the use of trap crops, and trap crops is sort of an old technique that's been used and was commonly used before the introduction of chemical insecticides. And it's using, and here's the definition that I've been adopted, and it's plants that are deployed to attract, divert, and intercept and or retain targeted insects or the pathogens they vector in order to reduce damage to the main crop. I'm stuck. Oh.
I think I need to continue. I'll try that. Excuse me.
No, it's okay.
There's something underneath or something.
Okay. So whiteflies are amenable to trap crop management because of their mechanisms of host plant selection. They are generalist insects that feed on a variety of host plants, and as many generalists, they tend to show a preference for some plants over others. So there was early work done in the 1990s that showed that they had a preference for eggplants over cucumbers, over tomatoes, over sweet peppers. So when I was developing this project, I looked at the system and said, okay, sweet pepper is the least preferred, one of the least preferred plants, and eggplant is the most preferred plant. So I was going to adopt this trap cropping system for using these preference rankings. As a foam feeder insect, whiteflies always feed on the undersides of leaves, and they put their stylets right into the phloem elements. And they tend to feed from one spot, which is an important aspect because it's the females that are choosing the host plants. And their nymphs don't move very much, and so it means that the decision that the female makes of where she oviposits is very important. When I first started my project, I quickly found out about some ongoing research that's happening in Ontario. And there's researchers looking at using eggplant as a trap crop in commercial poinsettia greenhouses. And so they've been doing this in conjunction with the biological control programs that are going on. So it's interesting, this work was started in 2004 and has been ongoing, and last year I think it included up to 13 commercial greenhouses. So what they found is that they have mixed species of whiteflies. So they have the greenhouse whitefly and Bemisia species of whitefly. And in general, the results have indicated that trap crops, the eggplant can work as a trap crop for the greenhouse whitefly, but it does not work as well for the Bemisia species of whitefly. So that brings me to my research objectives, which is to evaluate trap cropping eggplant as a trap crop for whiteflies in greenhouse sweet peppers. And in particular, I'm really interested in looking at eggplant preference and performance on different on the cash crop, which is pepper, and on the trap crop, which is eggplant. So this is one of the experiments that I've conducted in a small greenhouse, and I wanted to try to simulate as close as possible to a commercial greenhouse as I could. And so what I had was, in my control, I had 40 pepper plants, and in my treatment, I had 40 pepper plants, and in the center of it, I had one eggplant. And I released white flies on the corners of my peppers, and I measured their distribution and their settling over time. Unfortunately, my two replications gave me very different results. So in the first replication, I had great results within 3.5 hours. 50% of my recounted white flies were on the eggplant. So to me, it indicated that this was great. My eggplants were attracting and luring all of my white flies. When I repeated the experiment again a couple months later, I found that all of the white flies were actually just staying on the peppers that were closest to the relief sites. And in the end, I've sort of attributed this to the quality of the pepper plants that I had. And I can talk a little bit more about that in my conclusions. But I'm going to try to repeat this experiment again and see what happens with that. This experiment, I was looking at whitefly preference between different eggplant cultivars, and this work was stimulated because the research that's happening in Ontario, they've all been using one cultivar of eggplant as their trap crop, which is this baby bell variety, and unfortunately the seed availability is very poor, so we wondered, are all eggplants equal? Does the whitefly prefer all eggplant cultivars the same? So I did a four-choice bioassay, and I released a certain number of insects per cage, and then I evaluated, again, the number of adults per plant over 3 days. So I did a repeated measures analysis, and I found that there was a slight significant difference between the number of adults on dusky plants and on baby bell plants. So it was slightly significant, but I don't actually believe that on a commercial scale that they would be biologically significant. I was also interested to see how, when you have the white flies in this cage with these different eggplant cultivars, where it was ovipositing and where it tended, how the nymphs tended to survive. And so I looked at the number of eggs and nymphs 18 days after I released the adults and found that there was some significant differences. In the previous slide, I showed that there was more adults on the dusky plants than on the baby bell. And it was interesting to see that here we had more adults on fairy tale, which is another cultivar, versus the dusky. And ideally what you want in a trap crop is a trap crop that is very attractive to your insect, but one that doesn't actually act as a very good host for your insect. So I'm looking for a trap crop that's very preferred but has low oviposition and whitefly survival. This is a project that I got involved with this summer because I'm supposed to be working on greenhouse peppers, but I was waiting and we didn't have a greenhouse whitefly problem in peppers this year. So I was approached by some growers who have a poinsettia greenhouse, and they were interested in trying to replicate the results of the research that was happening in Ontario in BC under a different climate. So we set up an experiment here, and unfortunately, we found that the whitefly species here was only Bemisia. We had no greenhouse whitefly. And so similar to what was found in Ontario, we found that the eggplants don't actually work as a trap crop for Bemisia species. And we just happened to have no greenhouse whitefly in this greenhouse this past summer. The results, I'm still actually working to analyze it and go through it, so I'm not completely finished with that just yet. So my conclusions in general are that I've had some variable results in my experiments, and I think one of the aspects is that I obtained my plants from commercial growers, and I realized throughout the summer that I was having some problems of whitefly mortality on my pepper plants, and I think there was some residual pesticides on my plants. And so in my first replication that I showed you there where it was beautiful, I think it was that I used the plants that had been previously treated with pesticides, and so in my second replication, my pepper plants, I held them for about 2 weeks before conducting the experiment, and so I think the residuals would have been no residues left over. So I did find some differences between preference of eggplant cultivars. However, I don't think it would be biologically significant. So I think I could say to a grower, you could use different eggplant cultivars and they would potentially act the same for the greenhouse whitefly. And similar to what was being done in Ontario, I don't think that the trap cropping with eggplant would work for Bemisia species as well as it would potentially work for the greenhouse whitefly. And in my future work, I'm going to be scaling back my experiments and looking a little bit more at whitefly preference and oviposition preference between between my peppers and my eggplant, and also potentially looking at different attractants and repellents that can be used to manipulate the insect's behavior. And so I'd like to thank my supervisor, Marie Eisman, and Dave Gillespie, who's on my committee, and all members of my lab. This, as I mentioned before, is this research is funded by an industrial NSERC grant in Canada, and thank you very much. Yes, they do move. They some people refer to them as aerial plankton, but I actually think they have quite directed movement. they don't tend to move very much when it's windy out. So in a commercial greenhouse, this is why this could work, because if you have low wind movement, then they could fly around and choose their potential hosts that way.